This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Aurora officer Nathan Woodyard was found not guilty of contributing to Elijah McClain's death yesterday. CPR's Allison Sherry says Woodyard's testimony acknowledged he made a string of bad decisions, but that didn't convince the jury he was to blame.
He did go hands-on with Elijah McClain when he probably shouldn't have. He admitted to that. He gave him a carotid hold, which cuts blood flow off to the brain and causes someone to briefly lose consciousness. He admitted he shouldn't have done that. And he admitted McClain was left kind of on the ground, and he trusted other officers and paramedics to do their jobs, and they didn't do their jobs.
That's CPR's Allison Sherry. Monday's acquittal isn't the end of the McClain case. An upcoming third trial will focus on the paramedics who handled McClain after Woodyard. It's election day. Ballots need to be in a designated drop box by 7 this evening. KRCC's Andrew Chulfin has more on some of what's at stake in southern Colorado.
9 people are vying to be mayor in Pueblo. Some city council seats are up for a vote as well. Manitou Springs is also choosing its mayor and 3 at-large council seats. Among other issues throughout the region, Fountain voters will decide if they want to join a Pikes Peak Area Transportation Group known as PPRTA. That comes with a 1% sales tax. And in Colorado Springs, voters will decide whether the city can retain Tabor refunds for a police training facility. A number of school boards throughout southern Colorado also have races, including Colorado Springs District 11. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
This is CPR.